أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هدايا فلا يضل ولا يشقى. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 123 of Surah Taha. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Rabbul Izzat's forgiveness for not a sin, but an error of judgment, an aspect of forgetfulness in insan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven him after he turned to Allah and made tawbah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates this discussion and Allah says, قَالَ اهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. اِهْبِطَا is in the dual, in other words, is addressing two people. One interpretation would be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing Sayyiduna Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that both of you now descend, go down. Minha, from it, that is from Jannah. Jami'an, all of you. In other words, you and all your children, all your progeny, there will be nobody now that will be in Jannah. But we also need to remember that this was why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, so that he will get the khilafatul ardh, so that he will become the vicegerent. He will become the successor, the representative of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on this earth. That was the objective. That was what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created him for. Then there are some ulama that say that this ihbita, the dual address, one was Adam alayhi salam and the other was shaitan. In other words, insan and the children of Adam alayhi salam, and on the other hand, shaitan and the offspring of shaitan, none of them will dwell in Jannah. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. Some of you will be enemies to others. So two meanings here will be that insan will always be an enemy of shaitan, and shaitan will always be an enemy of insan. We need to recognize the enmity that shaitan has for us, and on the other hand, shaitan knows it, and that is going to be his ploy, and that is going to be his job, that is going to be his objective. He is going to go on, his occupation is to deviate man from the path, but unfortunately, insan does not recognize this. Insan does not know this, and hence this is one aspect of it. And the other second aspect, بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ, that some humans will be enemies to others. And this is going to be the conflict till the day of Qiyamah. Those with iman will continue their pursuing Allah and aspiring for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those on the path of kufr, they will always try to deviate, and they will always create this enmity with the believers. And that is life, and that is how it is going to go. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses all of this in the ayah. But however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever left the hand of Bani Adam. Allah never left the hand of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam. Allah never left the hand of the progeny. There was one aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued, and that is hidayah, that is guidance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued the guidance, and that will continue, and may Allah ta'ala always guide us. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has means of guidance. So hence Allah says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. If any form of hidayah comes to you from me, in other words, one will be kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send. The other, anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, certain anbiya, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send scriptures, and then one is hidayat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides the heart of a person. So if any form of these hidayat come to you, then obviously follow this hidayat. take this hidayah, take this Quran Sharif seriously, make it part of your life, make it your guide at all times, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, make it your guide at all times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left us, but the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, two aspects, it has never died, it is always revived and it is alive, and Allah has given us the opportunity to revive and continuously keep the sunnah alive in our lives and alive in the lives of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَا, whoever follows my hidayat. See, Allah Ta'ala is using the singular. When the singular is used, it is Allah showing His love to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever follows my hidayat, my guidance that I have given, فَلَا يَضِلُّ, then he will never deviate, وَلَا يَشْقَى, and he will never be in misfortune, never deviate in this dunya, never be in misfortune in this world, at the time of maut and the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.